Hi, I'm Peter Kruger, Senior Product Marketing Manager with App Studios in the Windows Developer Marketing team here at Microsoft. Today we're going to be talking about building a small business app with Windows App Studio. Windows App Studio is a free online tool at appstudio.windows.com that helps you build Windows apps with no coding required. It's quick and easy to pick up and a lot of fun to use, so I recommend you check it out. Today we'll be talking about how to build a small business app with the tool. So with App Studio, there are a couple of templates to help you get started. They're pre-created for certain use cases, such as events, My Product Showcase, and other templates, and they help you kind of start from the beginning in a very easy way. So what can you build with Windows App Studio? You can build well-designed and informational media apps, so apps that present content in a very nice way. You can build apps which are connected to other internet-based services, such as WordPress, Flickr, or more. And you can also build apps with live and cloud-hosted data, so the data is always up to date. And this is great for what we'll be showing today for things like a menu. So let's talk about what we'll be building today. Today, we'll be building a cafe app for a fictitious cafe on the Microsoft campus. So we're calling it Neighborhood Cafe, and we'll be using a couple data sources. Now, data sources are something in App Studio. You can best think of them as sections of the app that have specific types of data associated with them. So we'll be using a collection, and a collection is basically a local or cloud-hosted database. So it's your group of data that you want to put into your app. So for example, we'll be using the menu and photo album there. So our collection will be a collection of photos for the photo album and a collection of menu items for the menu. We'll also be using an HTML section to do an about page of this. And this is just where you enter straight HTML information or HTML tags so you can create any kind of layout that you want in any text. And we'll also be doing a WordPress integration to show you how quick and easy it is to bring in a WordPress website into your app. So for these features, we'll also be using grouped layouts. We'll be using the Windows App Studio Collection app that allows you to update the data in real time outside of the app. And we'll also be showing how that dynamic data works with that Collections app. So let's jump into the demo. First, we'll be creating the project. Then we'll be adding the content, adjusting the look and the feel of the app, generating and publishing the app, and then we'll be using the Collections app to update the data after we've already generated the app. So let's jump into it. So right here, I'm on the Windows App Studio start page. This is where, once you log in, this is where you can start your project. So I'll click the big Start Now button. And then here you can see the different templates that we'll be using. We've got a few there, but we'll start with the empty template. Now, all of the templates have access to all of the features, and the empty template is the best way to start if you just want to start from scratch. So we'll call this Neighborhood Cafe, and we'll click Start with this one. So first thing, let's update the app's logo. So we click here, and we can click on this image right here, and then this is where we can add the icon. So I've got one pre-made, I'll just click OK, perfect, click Crop, and then we're done. And as you can see, it creates the icon in every size that we'll need for the app. So I'll click Save. And then also, I don't want the all black background of the app. Let's move it to a light theme. So I'll click here under Themes, click Light, it'll change, and then I click Save, and you'll see in the simulator right here, it'll update to the light background. Now that we've done those basic adjustments, let's jump to the content. So first thing, we'll want to integrate that WordPress blog that I talked about. So we'll click on the WordPress data source, and I'll type in, so our blog. And then I'll change the domain to Windows App Studio Cafe .wordpress.com and click OK. It does a quick check to make sure that the URL is valid, and then once it is, you can click OK and confirm it. So I'll click Save to refresh, and we should see some new blog posts right here in the simulator. Now this simulator is great because it allows you to see things in full screen. So if I click this full screen button, it opens up in a new tab and behaves just as the app would. So I can expand the menu, click on the section, and open up our individual blog items. So going back to the app, now we'll want to create our menu. And this is where we add that collection. So I click on collection, and I'll change the name to our menu. And I'm going to want these to be dynamic resources. And this is that cloud-hosted data that we talked about before. This hosts the data in the cloud, so whenever the app is open, it pulls the most recent version of the data if it can. This way, if it's a menu, it can always stay up to date regardless of how many menu changes are happening and how often your users are updating the app. So one thing that we want to do before clicking OK is we want to tell the collection what type of data we'll have in it. So we'll start off, let's say we have image for the image of the food that we're showing, and that's going to be a picture. So we click Image there. We're also going to want to add a dish name, because that'll be the title of our dish name. We'll want to add a description of the dish. We'll also want to give it a price. And finally, we'll also want to give it a category so we can group things by appetizer, you know, dinner, drinks, and so on. So once I do that, I click OK. And then I'm brought into our menu. Whoops, if you forget to save, it'll also bring you this little notification that will let you know that you should save it before going to another page. Otherwise, you'll lose the changes that you just made. So I've already added a fair amount of stuff in here. So let's jump into one that I've already completed, since it takes a little while to upload that data. And here you can see that I've built out this menu. So if I go back to the collection, you can see all the types of settings. So you can choose your layouts and all that. We've chosen a group layout. And this way, it'll show you all of the stuff in a group. So drinks, entrees, sandwiches, etc. And then you can also bind your data to do the title, so it's the dish name, and subtitle, so it's the description. And as you can see in the group by section, we have category. This is what allows it to be organized properly. If you want to edit how the detail page looks, you just click over to this tab here, and then you can choose the layout for the detail page. This is what it'll show when the user clicks on that menu icon or menu item and you see the full thing. If you need to add more data in the future, you can just go here and click Edit Data. And then if you want to configure your section to have any kind of specific backgrounds or something like that, this config area will do it. And this is available in all your data source sections. So let's go back here, because we're already finished there. And we're back to the home page. You can see that we rearranged some content and we added some new data sources. So here's that HTML section that I talked about. If you click on the data, you'll be able to see that it's just a basic layout, and then right here is the information that we have. It's a rich text editor, but if you want a little bit more than the tools provide here, you toggle this to get the HTML view, and you can edit the raw HTML in here. And I'll handle a little bit more styling too than is indicated with these rich text fields or controls. And as you can see, also on this one, you can also configure it. So we'll go back. Then we had our menu collection, our about page, this is our WordPress, and then the photo gallery is the same type of collection as the menu, but we only did photo and caption for the two different data fields. And as you can see, it makes this nice photo scene. And then lastly, we have kind of an action menu, if you want to call it, where you click this and you can see our website, email us, and our location. And I set certain actions so when you click this, it goes to the website, which will be appstudio.windows.com. But if this was a real cafe, it would take it to the real cafe website. The email us, which will send an email, and then our location, which will open up the Maps app on Windows 10 and show you exactly where it is in the world. Great. So once you're finished with all this, all you'll want to do is go into the settings. And from here, you can update the description of the app, the name, you can change the icon for the favorites. And then if you were going to publish it to the store, you can publish it and enter your store association here. So if this is all good, you click Finish. Then you can kind of see the app right here. You can check it out on the desktop, check it out on the phone. This is just for preview purposes to see it on different form factors. And when you're ready, click Generate. And so you can select this for an installable package, and if you filled out your store association, you can select this for publishing package as well. So once you click Generate, it'll bring you to the generation page. And for an app, it'll take about, call it 2 minutes to generate, because it's crunching the numbers in the cloud. And then once you're done, you'll have this right here. These download icons will light up, and you can click the button. But I've already done this, so let's open up the app. So you can see Neighborhood Cafe installed on this PC. And you can click it here. And so you can see it's a beautiful Windows 10 app. We've got this nice hero image at the top. You can check out the menu. If we wanted to see the menu, you could see our cheese and meat plate. Very, very tempting, since it's around lunchtime. Then we can get drinks, entrees, and more. We can also see the About section. Here is the HTML section right here. You can see it's nicely formatted and everything with a hero image. Here is our Neighborhood Cafe blog that pulls in the information direct from WordPress. And then we also have our photo gallery that we talked about, where you can just jump through the photos like this. And as you can see, it has a different detail page layout than the menu did. Then there are privacy terms, and that's that. So that's the entire app. And one of the very cool things about this is that you can jump to another app called Windows App Studio Collections. And what's great about this one is it allows you to update your app in real time without your users updating it. So since the data is hosted in the cloud, you can change it at any time and your users can see the most up-to-date data. In this tool right here, you can see through your projects, and these are the two collections that we created. And you can see there's that cheese and meat plate thing that we just entered. So if you wanted to add a new one, all you do is click the new icon. You can add an image from here, and just right in the description, click save, and it'll update in the app in real time. So that's the Windows App Studio Collections app, and that's available in the Windows 10 store, and of course, is free as well. So jumping back. Going back to our app's home screen. And one of the things to mention is that now our users are able to search directly in the app to find out just the thing that they want to look for. So great. Now that we've done our demo, you can see how easy it is to create a small business app in an afternoon using Windows App Studio. And I'm sure you have a bunch of great ideas which you can use to build good apps. So let's talk a little bit about publishing the app. So as we mentioned, there are three options to download when you generate your app in Windows App Studio. You can create the publishing package, which is for publishing to the Windows Store, your install package, which is for installing on a PC, phone, or other Windows 10 device, and you also have the source code package, where you can open up the solution in Visual Studio and extend the code and do anything you want that Visual Studio allows from there. So if you want to publish to the Dev Center, or publish it to the store, you need a Dev Center account, because that's where you'll actually do the publishing. So you'll want to enter the store association information like we showed in the demo in Windows App Studio. And then when you select Publish Package, you'll download that package after it generates. You're going to want to upload that to the Dev Center and then fill in all the requisite information. And you're going to want to make sure that everything is spelled exactly the same between Windows App Studio and the Dev Center. This way your ingestion won't have any issues when you upload the file. And if you need to see full instructions, just check out that link below. So where to go from here? Well, go build some apps with Windows App Studio. If you need some documentation, you can see some right there at the link below, and that's specific to Windows App Studio. And then we also have some information from the Dev Center and from Windows App Studio on how to publish your app. So once you've done that, if you want, you can revisit all the build videos on Channel 9, and don't forget to continue your education in Microsoft Virtual Academy online. Thank you very much. I'm Peter Krueger with Windows Developer Marketing, and happy building apps.